You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep, beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down. On the radio, in the clubhouse, with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our
as the days grow cooler, each sunny autumn afternoon is an opportunity not to be missed here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week, with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly, in the backyard of the clubhouse.
Oh boy, we've got a whole bunch of leaves to rake up here.
Yep, and we better get started, Sam, because we've also got a whole bunch of homework to do.
And Dad says we have to give Polly a bath. Jeez, it's not easy being a kid.
Hair on your chest. Being a kid ain't always fun.
Like they always tell you, you can't chew gum.
I got so much to do, I'm working real hard.
I gotta wash the dog, I gotta rake the yard.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
I'm just a kid, you see. I gotta rake the yard.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Manners, manners, mind your manners.
I'm just a kid, you see.
Sam?
Yes?
This is your father speaking to you.
Hi, Dad.
I hear you've been acting up.
No.
Is this true?
No, not at all.
Your mother has a few things she'd like to say to you.
Right.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Mom.
This is your mother.
Yeah, hi, Mom.
Okay, listen. I want you to always say yes.
Okay.
No, and thank you, and please.
Yeah.
I want you to always cover your nose with your hand when you sneeze.
No problem. Yeah, I
all
can
right.
do that.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
Now, cover your nose if you're going to sneeze. Cover your nose.
I didn't listen.
Being a kid ain't always fun.
Like-
like they always tell you, you can't chew gum.
I got so much to do, I'm working real hard.
I gotta wash the dog, I gotta rake the yard.
Man's manners, mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Man's manners, mind your manners.
I'm just a kid, you see.
Man's manners, mind your manners.
You're always telling me.
Man's manners, mind your manners.
I'm just a kid, you see.
And don't let the cat out when you come inside.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Hey, Steve, look how big this pile of leaves is getting.
Wow. Hey, Jack, let's make a scarecrow.
Sounds good to me.
Guys, guess what?
Hi, Susan. Yeah.
What?
What's up?
What's going on?
My Aunt Sandy is going to have a baby.
Ooh.
Wow.
I'm going to have a brand new baby cousin.
Hey, you want to help us make a brand new scarecrow?
It probably won't be as interesting as a brand new baby, but it would be fun.
Yeah. What the heck? Okay.
Wait a minute. We have plenty of leaves. Mm-hmm. Why don't we make a whole scarecrow family?
Yeah. We'll have a mom, a dad. Yeah.
And a brand new baby, just like my relatives are going to have.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
relative.
Spelling, please.
R-E-L-A-T-I-V-E.
Definition, please.
Noun. Person connected by blood or marriage. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are relation.
I'd like to introduce you to my cousin.
Or kin.
These are my people.
Sentence, please.
Dr. Know-It-All here to tell you how to calm down young, restless relatives. Sing to them. Believe me, it works. I know.
Daddy's baby, what's got you thinking? What's got you singing so low? Is there something I should know? Something new to you? Daddy's baby, fussing and fretting, keeping on getting it wrong. She can only last so long, she's going for a song. So sing her a lullaby, bye. Baby don't like to cry. So sing her a lullaby, bye. Swaddle and swing her, sing her a lullaby. She makes her feelings known to me. Her every side is shown to me. And in our time alone, my love has surely grown of its own, solid as a stepping stone, as silently as the dawn was breaking, soft and clear, and my tears were dry, and my fears had flown. So I called my love my home. From
James Taylor.
Okay, here we go. My mom gave us some old clothes we can use to make our scarecrow family.
Ooh.
It's great that your aunt's having a baby, Susan, but little babies don't do much except eat, sleep, and cry.
Yeah. You're probably going to have to learn how to keep your new cousin from crying.
As a matter of fact, your mom told me that when Sam was a little baby, the only thing that would quiet him down was some good old-time rock and roll.
Thank you.
shy as can be, till the band rocks and she looks at me. She wants to rock, yeah, she wants to roll. My rock, oh my baby, her heart's full of soul. Rock, oh my rock, oh my baby, she's oh so shy. Rock, oh my baby, bye bye. Rock, oh my baby, the boots, my
Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Rags Kids Club Band. At the top of the news today is Your Baby a Genius. Carrot O'Sullivan is live in the studio with a mother who's convinced her little child is not an average baby in the brains department. Coward.
Carrot O'Sullivan here with Mrs. One Stone.
Hello.
And her son, Alphonse.
Dapa.
Now, Alphonse is smarter than the average baby?
Oh, yes, definitely. Alphonse is taking college courses. He just loves physics and calculus. It just comes naturally to him. He's also a natural at the stock market.
Does he have any stock tips for our listeners?
Oh, well, he's hot on cardboard stocks right now. He's usually ahead of the trend. Fabulous, Fonzie.
Very interesting. Anything else he can do while we're at it?
Oh, yes. He excels at music. And here's his latest song. Hit it, Fonzie. Now that's genius.
It sure is. Send him down to my store. We have shoes for everyone.
Now, wait a minute.
Geniuses, valedictorians, the above average, the downright out of it, the sort of with it.
Listen,
we're practically giving it all away.
Please.
For a price, of course. Just see me. Peace.
Sneaker store located at 22 Quackenbush Road.
Enough. Back to you, Bob.
I've had just about enough of that guy. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Well, hello, folks. It's a picture-perfect autumn day here in Zucchini Land. Sunny, cool, with a beautiful blue sky. Looks like Zucchini Land's headed into winter, though. Tonight, we'll get our first frost. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. I'll get my baby daughter to cover the plants in our garden tonight. She may be only 2 years old, but she's a genius. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
I want to tell you something interesting.
Okay.
Snakes don't have eyelashes.
They don't?
No, they don't have eyelids either, so they can't blink.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
My baby is a genius. Did you hear what he just said? Move over, Einstein. His genius is genuine. Just imagine what's in his head.
Yep, yep.
My baby is a genius.
Yep, yep.
My baby's so doggone smart.
Yep, yep.
My baby is a genius. And I love him with all my heart.
I want to tell you something about an Allosaurus.
An Allosaurus?
It's a dinosaur. It can eat a whole Tyrannosaurus Rex in one bite.
What does it have for dessert?
Spinosauruses.
My baby is a genius. Just look at my baby crawl. Hey, Mr. Balanchine, I think you see what I mean. He's on his way to Carnegie Hall. My baby is a genius. My baby's so doggone smart. My baby is a genius, and I love him with all my heart. And he must have such an IQ, and I would like you to just listen to how he verbalizes. Yep, yep. And I bet you a dollar he's gonna be a scholar, talking magna cum laude. He's gonna be proud. I'm so proud of you, baby.
Talk about lizards. One lizard, it can eat a whole crocodile.
You're kidding.
No, it can't.
Well, what do you like to eat?
Ice cream.
My baby is my baby. Is he a genius? Well, I don't know. Maybe, but my baby's smart enough to know, ooh, that I love him so. My baby is a genius. So doggone smart. My baby is a genius, 'cause he knows I love him with all my heart. Yes, I love him with all my heart.
A song from Jessica Harper.
There we go. Just a couple more handfuls of leaves and this daddy scarecrow will be just about done.
I wonder why Susan's walking around holding the baby scarecrow.
Yeah, it looks like she's talking to it, too.
Hey, Susan, is everything all right?
Well, our baby scarecrow has the hiccups, and there's not a whole lot you can do except try to make the baby comfortable.
Ever wonder what hiccups were? The answer can be found in everyday science. Hiccups can be caused by indigestion, excessive eating, drinking, smoking, or just swallowing air. Sudden fright or an illness like bronchitis can also cause hiccups. To see what's behind them, let's go inside the body, specifically to the diaphragm. See that large dome-shaped muscle right below the lungs? The one that's making that noise? That's the diaphragm. Let's go inside and have a look around. Now, under normal circumstances, the diaphragm contracts and relaxes, which is why it makes that bellows-like sound. One of the purposes of this contraction is to close the glottis, which is the little flap that keeps food from going down the windpipe. But when something like indigestion irritates the organs near the diaphragm has a spasm, which sucks air into the larynx and snaps that glottis shut, creating the very first... Now, this whole process irritates the nerves that control breathing and respiration. And that irritation stimulates the reflexes that creates even more. Now, the cure for hiccups, whether it's holding your breath, drinking water backwards, breathing into a paper bag, or being scared out of your wits, are all designed to interrupt those reflexes so the diaphragm can go back to its normal contractions again. And that's what hiccups are. Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's National Education Program, making science make sense.
Good.
That's a mighty fine-looking scarecrow family we made.
Just like my Aunt Sandy's going to have, with a mom, a dad, and a brand new baby.
Yeah.
And the good thing is we used up all the leaves. We don't have any more to rake. Yeehaw!
Yeah. I wonder what your Aunt Sandy's new baby will eat.
New babies just drink lots of milk. They don't have any teeth to eat with.
But I do, and I've worked up quite an appetite. I don't know about you guys, but I'd like to get something to eat.
I made a mistake.
love milkshakes. So I took some chocolate, because it's going to be a chocolate milkshake.
I'll thicken it up now.
And then some milk, and then some cream.
Any fruit?
I'll put a little strawberry in it just for a little bit of flavor. And then some soy sauce, okay?
What the heck are you?
And then some pickles. I put in some pickles. And then how about some...
Steve.
What's the matter with that?
I don't think anybody would eat anything like that.
All right.
Let me give it a try. I'm thinking of something to eat. I really want something to eat. Come on, guys. I'm thinking of something to eat. I really want something to eat. Yesterday, I was playing outside. I made some stone soup in a little mud pie. Rocks and some dirt and some earthworms and some rocks and some more rocks and then some bird feathers and some bark off the trees mud and then
hang on
stones.
That is really, I don't think there's anything in there that I would eat.
Well, Steve.
Well, listen,
Sam, you want to contribute?
Yeah, I can do better.
I'm thinking of something to eat. Yeah, I really want something to eat. I'm thinking of something to eat.
Yeah.
I really want something to eat. Okay.
This time, I've got good news. 'Cause this time, I'm gonna use simple things like water in a pot into which I put spaghetti.
Oh,
cook it, yes. And when it's done, I do a simple thing like strain the water out. And then when I'm done straining the water out, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put it on the plate and I'm going to eat it. But before I eat it, you know what I'm going to put on top of it? You
something
know what I'm
going
to put?
Something good.
What
are you going to do?
I'm just spaghetti sauce.
I love spaghetti sauce.
And a chair.
A chair?
Okay, a pickle chair.
Song from the Zucchini Brothers.
So, what are we going to eat? I'm starving.
Yeah. Well, we should probably just have a little snack, because pretty soon Mom and Dad will have dinner ready.
Yeah.
Oh, someone's at the door. I got it. Oh, it's Mr. Burnham.
Hello, boys.
Hi, Mr. Burnham. Did you see our scarecrow family, Mr. Burnham?
Why, I sure did. Best looking scarecrow family I've ever seen.
Thanks.
Well, thank you.
You boys been working real hard at that. And I bet you worked up an appetite in the process, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah. We're very hungry.
That's what I figured. So I brought you a little treat from my orchard.
All right.
Wow.
A whole bag of ground fallen apples.
Oh, geez. Thank you.
Thank you.
I call these apples ugly fruit, but by golly, they taste just as good as the pretty ones once you get past the worms.
Worms?
Just joking.
Well, thanks, Mr. Burnham. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I mean...
You don't have to say anything at all, but you could play me a song from Doggone Fleas.
Coming right up.
With spots and nicks. Yes, ugly apples, they just taste so good. Give me a wormy one, I'll eat around the worm. That's how I know the apple is good for me. It's good for me. An apple that don't look good on the shelf.
myself. I like the wormy ones, the apple on the ground. I like the ugly fruit. I like the berries that the birds will eat, that the bears will eat. That's good enough for me. I like the berries that the birds will eat, that the bears will eat. That's good enough for me. I like the berries that the birds will eat, that the bears will eat. That's good enough for me.
That's our show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
WWLF in Auburn, New York.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1278. And click on the fun stuff icon for this week's fun project. Make a gift for a baby.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini. And written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Oh, Polly, you're not a baby.
Bird Note. I'm Dara Miles Wilson, and I'm a naturalist with Montgomery Parks in Maryland. A decent pair of binoculars can considerably enhance your enjoyment of birds. Since they're an important tool for bird watching, here's a crash course on how to use binoculars. If you're picking up your binoculars for the first time, adjust your set to ensure the distance between the two barrels lines up with your eyes. The goal is to get a uniform, circular image when looking through the lenses. If you wear glasses, roll the eye cups down for more.